I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You know, it's almost time for Free Fishing Weekend in West Virginia. Clear your calendar for the weekend of June 12th and 13th, and write down on it, gone fishing those 2 days. We'll talk more about it right after this. Every year, the West Virginia Division of Natural Resources sets aside 2 days in the month of June where you can fish for free. Essentially, you don't need a fishing license to partake in this activity. Mark Scott's the Assistant Chief of Fisheries at DNR and says the aim here is to entice those who may not have been fishing before or are on the fence about whether they want to commit to it to give it the opportunity to try it out risk-free.
In today's society, people are stretched so many different ways, and a lot of times people have gotten away from their outdoor roots. You know, their fishing may not be as on the forefront for folks now. You know, a lot of kids are tied to their phones and playing this game and that game. This is an opportunity for folks to get out as a family, bring your kids out, and try fishing. Fishing is pretty inexpensive to get started in, so you don't need any expensive gear. You can go buy a cheap rod and reel at Walmart, a bobber and some hooks, and get some worms and catch bluegill all day long. So it's an easy way for folks to get back into it and try it again. And, you know, if you're new to it, a way to get to see if you like it before you invest a bunch of money.
One good thing, if you're wanting to go fishing in West Virginia, you don't have to look far to find a good fishing hole.
We are blessed mostly with streams, but we also have a lot of small impoundments. We don't have any really big lakes like some of these steaks. You know, our biggest lake is probably a pond in some of these waters in Tennessee and Kentucky, but we are blessed with a lot of different waters in West Virginia, a lot of opportunities for folks to get out and enjoy fishing. Even if, you know, myself and you too, I mean, we like to catch fish, but even if we don't, it's still a good day to get out.
If you're an experienced angler, invite your non-fishing neighbor and friends to go. Show them the ropes. If you've never been fishing and you want to give it a try but don't know what to do and don't have anybody to show you, or you want to take your kids fishing, but you're unsure of how to show them, well, Scott says there are plenty of people to assist.
Never be afraid to contact my biologist in the district. We've got 6 district offices around the state. The numbers are in the front cover of the fishing regs. Call them and talk to them if you aren't sure what to use, how to tie a knot, whatever. Swing by the office and just make sure they're in. And they'd be more than happy to show you how to tie knots, bait your hook, whatever you need, and help you get into fishing.
Typically, there are a couple of big fishing events that go on in connection with this free fishing weekend, but that's been narrowed this year to just one.
We typically do have at least 2 big ones. COVID kind of put the clamps on us last year. We had the one at Little Beaver last year in July, which is later than we normally do. But the one at Bowden, we're still going to have the one at Little Beaver again this year. It'll be June the 12th from 9 in the morning till noon. But the Bowden one is also another big one, and they're not going to have it primarily because the hatchery is under construction and they're still not able to get people in and out safely with all the construction going on. So it's delayed another year.
Free fishing days, June 12th and 13th. Hope we see you on the water. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.